We're holding Daf Nun Vav on the base. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Vishor Shenosa Shloime is Bas Paroi. The time when Shloime married the daughter of Paroi, Hechnitzaloi Elef Mine Zema. She brought him 1,000 different type of Mine Zema, different type of instruments to play music. Vyomar Lo, she told him, Kach Oisin Li Avoy Dezora Plainis. This music they used to sing for this Avoy Dezora. The Kach Oisin Li Avoy Dezora Plainis. And this music they sang for this Avoy Dezora. And Shloime was not Meicha, his wife. So this is the chet that he did, that he did, wasn't Meicha by his wives. So Bamathan, he himself didn't do the chet, but since he wasn't Meicha's wife, it's considered as if he did it. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The time when Shloime Melech married Bas Paroi, Yorad Gavriel came down to this world, and he put a stick, a corner reed, into the yam. The Yola Boy Shirtan, it came out of an island from that, the Shirtan, like a ground. The Yola of Nivna Krag Odisha Rami. And on this ground, on this island, they went to build Rome. It's because of this Chetlag came out the Malchus Hirosha of Rome. Mastisa Torah, and the price it says, Oysa Yom, Shichnis Yerovim, Shnei Egle Zob, the day that Yerovim Ben Avot brought in the two Agolim, Echad Bebeis Kael, the Echad Bedon, is Nivna Tzrif Echad, was created one Tzrif, Vozeho Evitlia Shal Yovin. And Itlis Shal Yovin means a Tzrif, means a hut. He said, they built this little hut, and from this came out to be a big city of Yovin. Omrav Shmu Ban Achmeni, Omrav Yenison. Whoever says Yishayo and Novi did a chet is also mistaken. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vayas Hayosha ben Yashem, Vayelech Becholderech David Oviv. He did the Yosha ben Yashem and he went after his father David. Elomani Mekai, my words, the Pasuk says, Ukumoy Lehor Lufon of Melech Asheshov. There was no Melech that did Shuva. Mashmo that he did Shuva. Since it says Asheshov, Mashmi did Shuva, Mashmi did do a chet. So the Gemara name, it just means Shekol Dayin, Shekol Din, Shedon, Ben Shmoino, Ad Shmoina Sora, Hechzirun, Lehen. Has any din he passed him between his age of 8 and 18, in case he made a mistake, he realized later that he made a mistake, he was chaser on the din. Then, Shematem, maybe you'll say, Noto Mizev Noson Lezer, he took the money from one person and gave it back to the other person. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Lo, Bechol Moidoi, Shenoson Lehem Mishloi, he gave the people money from his own pocket. O Pligi the Rav, but this man, the Yom Ezi Shayo, didn't do a chet, and he's Pligi Arav, the Yom Arav. Ain lecha godab bali tshuva yesim yishayo b'doyrei. He's the greatest bal tshuva there was. Was yishayo mashmi did a chet and now he did tshuva. The yechid b'doyrei and one person now ador also is a big bal tshuva. Omano abba avuha the Rebbe Yimya bar abba. The yamrila some say achva the abba avuha the Rebbe Yimya bar abba. The yoma ma Rebbe abba the achva achai heavy Rebbe abba. And Acha were brothers. Omer Rab Yosef, v'yoydecha b'dereinu. There's another person in our door that's also a big bal tshuva. Omanu ukvon banachemia. Reish Galusa. His bal tshuva was harukva banachemeni Reish Galusa. V'ahainu noson du tzitzisa. He was called noson du tzitzisa. That means like sparks of fire came out from him. Om Rabbi Yosef, Hevi Yosivna Bepirka, I was sitting and learning. Hevi Komnani was like dozing off. Chazoy Bichum, I saw my dream. The Kaposhet Yodev Kiblo, like the Malachim stretched out the hand to Makabel him. Al since he was such a great Bal Tshuva. So Rashi says, Nosum Tzisa Al Shem Yitzutzen De Neira. She Hamalach Poshet Es Yosef, the Malach stretched out his hand. The Kiblo Tshuvosa, the Makabel is Tshuva. The Shnechrin Ashoksa Hamalach Betzisa Rosham. Hadrin Alecha Bama Vehem. The end of the fifth prayer. Yeah, sixth parak. Bamer Isha Yoitza, what can Isha go out with? What type of tachshitim jewelry is she allowed to wear on Shabbos? Uvamah Eina Yoitza, what is she not allowed to walk out with on Shabbos? The Mishnah says, Loi Teitze Isha Loi Bechutei Tzemer, and Isha can't go out with ribbons of tzemer made out of wool. For Loi Bechutei Pisha, not with ribbons made out of flax. For Loi Britzuas and Stam Straps Sheberosha.
tied around the hair. She shouldn't go out with this on Shabbos. We'll soon see what the Hezbollah is. Vaita v'loy titfo b'hem. When she goes to the mikvah, she shouldn't be teva with them. Because since these ribbons are tied around the hair, so it's a chatzitza, therefore b'shash she's teva, she has to take them off before she's teva. Or at least atcha terafim, unless she makes them loose. If they're loose, then she can be teva with them. So the Moros and Estakasha, what does the Hilchos Tefillah have to do with this halacha of Shabbos? We're talking about what can Isha go out with. So what does the Mishnah say? Who are them when she's teva in the mikvah, she has to make these straps loose. So we'll see in the Gemara what one is told in the other. Let's see the Taprashi. Rashi, they have a tachshit. Certain things are called a tachshit. It's like jewelry for them. For loy matzli, that's not an issa hoitzo on Shabbos. It's not called a matzli you're carrying. It's a tachshit. It's something she needs for a good. V'ikod devi tachshit. Now, some of these things in our Mishnah really midiraisa is called a tachshit. That means midiraisa she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. V'gozobei rabbonin. The rabbonin made exera not to wear certain things. Dilma shalfi. Maybe she'll take it off. Omach v'lechaverta. She has a new jewelry, so she'll take it off to show a friend. So we're afraid she'll take it off with Shus Rabin, and then Viduma Ostelasuya Dal Ramas. Maybe she'll come to walk Dal Ramas with Shus Rabin. This is the Ikka Hezbin, the whole parak, why it's also to walk out with jewelry. We'll see later on the Maisa Bizman is there with Mekel, because we hold that the Noshim have a din of Isha Chashuva. The Gemara said later, Choshev Isha does not take off her jewelry in the street. She does not show it off. L'mayis of his man is there will make up to say all the nashim achashuvim. We don't have this gezerim. But mikir adin is usher to walk out with a lot of jewelry because we're afraid she'll take it off to show it to a friend. Loi bechute tzemer upishtin v'rutzua shabrosha. So Rashi she kolas bem sarva. All these straps are talking about things that she kolas bem sarva. She makes klish like braids the hair with it. So since it's tight in the hair, it's usher to do it because we'll soon think because it's a chatzitz if she has to go to the mikvah. Rashi Sheberosha on the hair. Akulakoi, it's going on all the cases of these first three cases of putting a ribbon of wool, a ribbon of pishtin, and ritsuas, all means straps that she ties her hair with. Koi. The Gemara Meforish time, the Gemara will explain why Anisha can't go out with these straps in the hair. Hey, there's no shash, will take it off to show a friend. It's not a chash of a jewelry here. It's not a strap in the hair. So why can't she walk out with it on Shabbos? We'll see in the Gemara. Vaitav Latitful Bem, she shouldn't go to the mikvah with them. So Rashi Mishum Chatzitza. It calls the man these straps are tight in the hair. It's a chatzitza. It's stopping the water from touching her hair. So she can't be tabled with these straps in her hair. Ad Shetis Rafim. Rashi Shetatirom Ktsas. She has to loosen them a little bit. Untied or not. She Rufuyim. They should be loose. V'yikon so hamayim b'nayim l'shar. Therefore the water will come in between the straps and the hair. And then there's no chatzitza. So that's the first part of the mitzvah. She shouldn't walk out on Shabbos, these straps tied onto her hair. Vaitam. V'loy b'tetofa. She can't walk out with a type of a jewelry called tetofais. V'loy b'sarbitin. And now with something called sarbitin. Rashi Meforash, Gemara Gemara will explain the type of ornaments, jewelry they put around the forehead, one holds around the cheek they put this. So Rashi v'chashuvanein, the chash of a piece of the jewelry. Since it's a nice piece of jewelry, she'll take it off in the street to show her friend, and she'll continue walking down Lamas Meshus Rabban. Therefore, the Rabbanon will go on a normal Isha, is not allowed to wear these jewelries on Shabbos. Bisman, it's not sewed on to her begit. But if it's sewed on to her, then there's no shash, she'll take it off. It's sewed on, you can't take it off. Rashi Bisman, she ain't tfurin. Im hashavcha, it's not sewed on. To hashavcha is like the kerchief under it, or on top of her hair. So if it's not sewed on to the kerchief, shakur and shkufiya, then it's also avu tfurim. But if it's sewed on to the kerchief, leka lemeches lasuye, then we're not afraid she'll come to carry b'shus rabin. Sheinu nateles hashavcha, she never takes off a kerchief off the hair. Meroisha from here b'shus rabin. She tegala kol sara, she doesn't want to go uncover her hair. Therefore, the kerchief, that's the first thing they put over the hair. That they always leave on it. Now, the savcha is something they put on, the sabitim is something they put on top of it. So if it's tied on to the kerchief, we're not afraid she'll take it off. But if it's not tied on, then we're afraid she'll take it off with Shus Rabin to show it to somebody, and she walked out on this, that's why they're born after it. Vayitav Aloy B'Kovul, they asked her to wear a kovul, wear the Shus Rabin. It's here the Mishnah, the first time it says L'shus Rabin. The Kovul is only Yosef L'shus Rabin. Mashmir in her chotzer, in the backyard, she's allowed to wear these things. Mashenk in the first things are the Gzeri, even in the chotzer, it's also. said Rashi, kofel, meforos b'gemar what that is. L'rishus, it's another type of a kerchief or something else on top of the hair. Is l'rishus sarabim, said Rashi, that's what's awesome. Avol l'chotz ashori, but in her own chotz, her backyard, she's allowed to wear this. V'chol hanis kerm l'malam, ashen, all the things on top, these ribbons in the hair, or else these taitofos, the jewelry that goes around her forehead, is l'skorn l'mala, asurin af l'chotzer. It's even, this is Rashi Shita, it's even also for Isha to wear it mamish in her own house. Why? Shemar tagilim b'shus rabin. If one made it there, she'll wear it in the house, she'll forget and wear it outside b'shus rabin, and there the gzer is, she'll come to carry it b'shus rabin. She'll show, take it off to show someone and carry it. It's Rashi b'chod gzer, it's one gzerim. The gods of them start to scash at them b'shabbat klal. They made exer where they should not put on the jewelry at all, even in their own house. Well, the kovel, this is one type of a jewelry we'll see in the Gemara, a type of a cover they put over the hair, hetiru. This do a matter. For the first to come on the pirkin, shleleser es kol tachshitev with his ganu abayla. Chom dim one asa to wear all the jewelry. Then she won't look nice to husband. The husband would dislike her. So therefore, a certain jewelry the Rabbanu will make her. A kavla, kovel, the matter for it to wear at least in a house or in a chotzer, but not for shus rabin. Light of lay beer shows up. Nisha can go out with the jewelry, a gold jewelry. Ear shows up. It looks like Yerushalayim, a picture of Yerushalayim. Trash ear shows up. Kim min noishko type of a brace, necklace. Or mitzayim bo kim min ear. You have on the picture of a city and shows up. Yerushalayim shows up. It's like a picture of Yerushalayim. V'loy bekatlo. Trash a katlo forsh be gemara. Also a type of a brace necklace. V'loy benizom not with nose rings. She can't go out on Shabbos. V'loy betabash shein olei choisim. She can't go out with a tabas with a ring that does not have a chaysim on it. Trashi chaysim means sura lachtem boy geris. I call dava sugar. Mold used to have the ring, the signet, the stamp it to show that's their signature. So if you have that, that's not a jewelry, it's not chashiv. But a loy b'tabas ain't ole chaysim. If it doesn't have a chaysim, then it's like a jewelry. So then Rabbanan asked you because we're afraid you'll take it off Mishas Rabin and show her friends. Vayta v'loy b'machot, she can't go out with a needle. She ain't in the kufa. That does not have a hole inside it. The yemiyotza, if she walks out with these things, the shino ain't a chayavet chatnis. That means midiraisa, these things are all called tachshitim. It's jewelry, it makes her look nice, it's like a beggar. She's allowed to walk out with it, she's not chayav chatnis. It's only yosim midirabonin. Now these last two cases explaining why there's no chayav chatnis, why it's only yosim midirabonin. Because what type of a needle is she walking out with? It doesn't have a hole. If the needle has a hole, it's not jewelry, it's time your sewing kit. So if you walk out with your sewing needle, avad that's called a tzor, you'd be chayav chatnis then. Who are then if you walk out with your ring that has the seal on it? That's not a takshit, that's not something you need to work with. So if you walk out with that, you'd be chayav chatnis. We're talking about though a pin that doesn't have a hole in it. That means it's a piece of jewelry. It's a nice pin to wear to look nice. So maybe you're right, so you're allowed to wear it. The rabbonim goes though not to wear it, you shouldn't come to take it off. Like we said before, though, we'll see later on the Gemara, b'zman hazeh we'll make it, we'll let our noshim wear any jewelry they want, because we hold b'zman hazeh our noshim are called isha chashuva, and the Gemara says later, isha chashuva is allowed to wear jewelry, because there's no chash, will take it off, which is rabbi and show our friends. Rashi shein in the kuva, kagoyin ishmiglam, v'yim yotas ein achiyav chattas, Rashi lekulu tachshit ininu, midirais, all these jewelries is called a tachshit, a tachshit means it's something that she needs for her body, so that's mutter. Just like clothing, what's the depth of a clothing? Rashi before is mash from Bama Behemam, clothing also goes as a tachshit. The clothing you need for your body, you don't want to without undress. So you need the clothing, the purpose of your body. Who are did for Nisha? She needs her jewelry for the purpose of her body to look nice. So them is called a tachshit smutta. For Rabbana knew the gaza, but Rabbana made exera not to walk out with jewelry. Dilma shal for your machwa. We're afraid that Meshus Rab she'll take it off to show a friend, and then she'll continue walking down Lamas Meshus Rab. That's why Rabbana asked her to wear these things. So the Gemara, Tfilo man de chashmei. If the Mishnah starts off saying she shouldn't wear these ribbons in her hair, and also if she goes to the mikveh, she can't be tevel with ribbons in her hair because it's a chatzitza, she has to loosen the ribbons. So the Gemara, who's talking about tfilo? We're talking about haitzor Shabbos. What you allowed to wear on Shabbos? So Rashi, Tfilo man de chashmei. My union tfilo, it's a hilchos Shabbos. What does hilchos tfilo got to do with hilchos Shabbos? And the sechta need to put hilchos tfilo. Omer Rav Nachma, Rav Yitzchak, Omer Rav Bar Avua, my tam komer. The Mishnah is explaining itself, why did the Rabbanan ask for Nisha not to walk out with these straps in the hair? As these straps are not real jewelry, we're not afraid she's going to take it off with Shus Rabim and show a friend. Just so you have a ribbon in your hair, it's not that choshev. So why did the Rabbanan ask that she can't wear a ribbon in her hair? My tam komer. My tam zat gemara leteitzi isha. Lay bechute tzemer. Why can't an isha go out with the Shabbos ribbons of tzemer of wool in a hair? Or else, v'lay bechute tisha, not with ribbons, but out of flax. Mevnei shomer chacham, that chacham said, v'chol in the middle of the week, lo etitful b'hem. If she has to go to the mikvah, she should not be tovel when these straps are in a hair. Ad she terafim, until she makes it loose. Because calls the man that tight is called the chatitza, the tefillah is no good. Now v'chiv on the b'chol, lo etitful b'hem, ad she tirpam, about in the middle of the week, she's not allowed to be tovel with these things in a hair, until she makes it loose. Is the Shabbos Rabbanim made Gzeira on Shabbos leteitze? Don't go out at all. Don't wear them on Shabbos. Why? I the tzchur is attached, and we're not afraid she'll take it off to show a friend. She's not going to take off a ribbon in the hair. What's wrong with wearing ribbons in the hair? The teretz is Dilma Misrami lo tefillah shel mitzvah. Maybe you'll come out on Shabbos is a tefillah shel mitzvah. Has punt as Zaynikim ended on Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. V'shar yelu. And when she goes to the mikvah, she's going to have to untie the ribbon, make the ribbons loose. The and plus, when she unties it, it's very shechir, it'll fall off then. And if it falls off, then we're afraid she'll come to carry it, Dalramas Mishus Rabin. So that's the gzeira. That's why the Rabbanan said, don't, no isha should walk out with these straps. A gzeira up to an isha that has to go to the mikvah. And if she's going to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, she's going to loosen these straps. As very possible, she'll come to carry them later. Therefore, the Rabbanan made the gzeira not to wear it. Rashi, v'shar yelhu, she's going to unloosen the bow, the ribbons. Umatera says she'll take them off. Lit for the Shabbos, day to be table on Shabbos. Shalat filo le gozru. The Rabbanan didn't ask you to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Terminu masech the beitzum. Odom nira kemekir. Odom is not nira like she's being misakin itself. It looks like she's taking a bath. She's cooling off. V'yei nira kemasakin asa. It's not looking like you're fixing up yourself. Therefore, the Rabbanan did not gozru to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Masahir Rakesh and Isha will take it off, and then she'll come to walk down the walk with her Daladamas. So Khurasam was the Kashri is Hindu Shainamir, of his like any part of the clothing we should be afraid also. When she goes to the mikveh, she has to take off her clothing. So say an Isha can't wear clothing on Shabbos. Maybe she'll have to go to the mikveh and she won't put them on or she'll walk with them. So Basha Teret is a regular clothing, we're not afraid like that. Avadi she wouldn't go without wearing her clothing. So these traps in the hair it's just like a tachshitim there, so there we're afraid maybe she'll go without it. Other pshat to me is that there's really a shiloh to make a tie tight back on Shabbos, there's a shiloh for an ekshira. You're not going to make a kesher on Shabbos. So if she takes them off, she can't tie them on again so tight. Or else kliya sasara is a shiloh if you do it on Shabbos. You can't make a braid so good on Shabbos. So therefore, if she takes them off, we're afraid she won't put them back so well, and therefore we're afraid maybe she'll carry them. Therefore, on this, the Rabbanan made exerva not to wear it.
While they're loose, it's an issue to keep.
Maybe it doesn't look like a while it's loose, then you have to say because either will fall off then or she'll come to carry it. The Torah really is the kash. The Torah says, V'yeshleima, dividvorim shem ikra malbish, lekele migzer. Things that are her ikra clothing that she wears, the afilu b'chelon derech lechas klaudim kaimai atshel bisham. Even in the middle of weekdays, nobody, she doesn't leave the mikvah until she's fully dressed. Eladavke b'dvorim ketanim, only small things like here putting the ribbon back in the hair. Yesh loch eshein makbid emeinim olav. She's not makbid to leave the mikvah, even though she didn't put the ribbon back in the hair. Or regilas u'bechel keshematirim pomim noisim biyadoi ad veisoi. As a shteger in the middle of the week, that these ribbons they don't put back on in the mikvah, but they walk home with it. So these ribbons were afraid maybe in Shabbos also she'll have to go to the mikvah and take them off, and she won't put them back on again. That's one of these things we're going to make there not to walk out with. Right. Boy Mene Rav Kanam Mene Rav. Rav Kan has a shalom from Rav. Tichi chalilosa mau. These are ribbons made out of chalilosa, means very wide ribbons. The Rashi Tichi chalilosa, Shasheras ribbons, Shachut, made out of strings, chalulos agulus. They're like hollow and round. In other words, they're not tight. They're like something woven. Is mau the Rashi Lekaleya Bem Sarah, because you wrap it around the hair. She can't make it too tight. Hey, something that's woven doesn't get that tight onto the hair. And the water gets in it, so really she can be terrible the way it is. Still, we have a shaylon. Is it called a chatzitza? Therefore, she's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Mishum zeirus tefilas mitzvah. Because we're afraid maybe she'll have to go to the mikvah and she won't put it back, and she'll have to untie it and she won't put it back on again. Only have the chatzitza. So that's our shaylon. Our shaylon is now nilchas mikvois. An isha that wears these straps around the hair, that's a woven material. It's chalulim, it has like holes in it, wide holes. So is that called a chitanat? Omalei, he answered back, orid kamrit. You're asking me a shal about a kli of beggar that's orig, that's woven? Kol shu orig legozu. Anything that's woven, they didn't make an exerum, because something that's woven doesn't get that close to the hair. It doesn't make a chatzitza. Therefore, she can be tevel with the way it is. Rashi kol shu orig legozru. Lot says boy b'shabes. Lini chatzitza loy hevi chayit. Loy moti laduki shapur. Since you can't tie it too tight to the hair, it's not chutz, doesn't stop the water from touching the hair. She can be tevel that way even on Shabbos. They didn't make an exerum. Tomorrow itmanam, you also learned like this. Omer Rav Huna bread of Yeshua. Kol shu orig, anything that's woven is like gozru. The Rabbanon didn't make gzeira. That's one lashon. The Ikar the Amri, some say another lashon. Omer Rav Huna bread of Yeshua. Chazina liachvosi, you should know I saw my sister to lay kaftan alayu. She's not kafted, she's not copied on these things. Has these strings in her hair, she's not copied if they get dirty or not. She wasn't makpid upon it. Drashi, liachvosid lekaftan alayu, litlon meroshin. I saw my sister, she was not marked but take it off her hair. Kishen reich says to chamu, when they took a hot shower, hot bath. Alma ayabumaya. So you see, when they took their bath, they still wore these ribbons in the hair. So lad dafkafta mikvah, stop washing himself. Why did they leave these ribbons in the hair? Elamai, alma ayabumaya, shapir, that the water goes through it anyway. So if you want to wash here, she could wash here with the ribbons in her hair. The ribbons don't stop the water from coming in. Afilo lahanoyes rechitza. Even for own hano, the chivon shekain linyan tefila namiloy tzrichin latirin. The hichlas tefila also she did not have to take it off. Umuta latzis ben b'shabbos. Therefore, she's allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos also. So imis rami tefila, afilo she'll have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Loy shayrlu, she doesn't have to untie these ribbons. Loy mishum chatzitza, loy mishum kveda. Not that in the mitzvah it's a chatzitza, and no one in a person she's not makpid. And do a swerve from makpid. So tomorrow, my iko ben hach lishna ben hach lishna. What's the difference aloch of these two pshotim, two lishoinus? Whether it's a swerve that's not called a chatzitza, or it's a swerve that an isha is not makpid to take it off. She doesn't care if it's on here or not. Iko benayos a trashy tomorrow the tnifen. Now if kamina gets a little bit dirty, as if these ribbons are dirty. Lach lishna diyoma kol shu orig legozru haninami orig. Even though the ribbon is dirty, but since the mitzias it does not tight onto the hair, it doesn't stop the water from getting in. It's not called the chatzitzam. She's allowed to be tevel that way, and she's allowed to walk out that way on Shabbos also. Aval lach lishna about this loshen the yamrut that says mishum kfeido. It's a shalom even in the middle of the weekday when she takes a shower. Is she makpa to take these ribbons off of here or not? So key when the tzenifa, since these ribbons are dirty, mikvat kafto layu. She's very makbet to make sure she takes it off before she goes into the shower. So since she's makbet to take it off, so poshid, therefore you can't walk out on Shabbos. And if he pashtas, it means, who adin, it's called the chatzitza, vilchas tefillah also. Since she's makbet, it shouldn't be on her, it's also called the chatzitza. See Rashi? The mitla first of Rashi, the nitnafu hanech tichi betit. Let's say these straps and the hair got dirty, full of mud. Hanami Oriku. So the first man, the Yom Sintis Orig, Wakoma Legosu Klau, Lotzis. Aval Lahai Nisht, got the second Loshin. So like Kafti, that told Isha not Makbid to take it off. Mashma, it's Mashma. The Kafti, Lenatlan, she is Makbid, take it off from her Roshin, from her hair. Kishen, Rechtsu, when she washed herself, also Lotzis Bem Shabbos. It's also to go out with it on Shabbos. V'yafa gav b'nini duka le'chaitzi, even though the mitzvah it doesn't get that tight to the hair. So it's not chait. It doesn't stop the water from coming into the hair. U'materis litzvah b'hen. When avada the first pshan rashi, she's allowed to be tevel in the mikvah. Because in the mikvah, since she's not makbid, since there's no chatzitza, it doesn't stop the water, she could be tevel in the mikvah. Hilka chani nami, the mitnafi, mikvat kaftin. She's makbid. Shlaliyas roshim b'shas filosin. It means in the mitzias. That b'shas she's terrible in the mikvah, she'll also be makbid to take it off. Mifnei shamayim mamchim esatit. The water, like, dissolves the dirt on it. O malachnas b'sorim, the dirt goes on to a basar. V'abialiyosim and atfilum, which are coming up from the mikvah. So therefore, it's a svara, even though mitzara din, she doesn't have to take it off when she goes to the mikvah, for the mitzias, the isha will take it off. Since she's makbid, she doesn't want to get dirty from this dirty bin, so she's going to take it off. Therefore, we're right to afraid on Shabbos, she can't walk out with it. Because we're afraid on Shabbos, she'll have to go to the mikvah, and before she goes, she'll take it off, not to get dirty from the bin, and then we're afraid she won't put it back on, and she'll walk home with it. Even though there's no chesaron from chatzitza to ayo b'mayo miyuk, ki when the shakli lo mishum tinuf, since the isha is going to take it off her before she's tevil, because she doesn't want to get dirty from it, is osli yasiinu. We're afraid she'll come to carry it, but yosel lotzes ben. Therefore, she's also to go out. Masheka lishna kamale gozrel b'midi the chayitz tefila. According to the first lashon, it's only told completely what's called chayitz for tefila. So if it's tight, it's also. But kozuman is orig, it's woven, it's a loose material that doesn't get stuck onto the hair. She's let her go out with it on Shabbos. This is the first pshat in Rashi, but this is the ikib pshat. Rashi has another pshat, the chiddush, to say, Rashi says, lish. Rabbi Yisrael Meforshin, ach kfei de linya chatzitza. The second pshat Rashi says, is Rabbi Yisrael said, even the gate of chatzitza of the mikvah, kede kaimalon, ruba yomak bedol of chaitzis. Something that an isha's makbid, that's called the chatzitza. That's the way Rashi's Rabbi Yisrael learns. Shrashi says, "V'koshli begavotuva chodchit mahu midi temhadik." Havada, what's called a chatzitza? Something gets stuck onto the body. If you have something on rove of a body that stops the water, that's called a chatzitza makpid. But here, even though she's makpid because of dirt, but the mitzvah, since the water gets onto the body, it's not called a chatzitza. Havada laloch is, but we hold like Rashi's first pshat that hilchas chatzitza they won't be here since the water goes onto her hair. Nor hilchas Shabbos, it's also to walk out for the same gzerum that since the mitzvah. She always takes it off not to get dirty, so we're afraid on Shabbos when she has to go to the mikvah she'll take it off and then she won't put it back on again. She walked down the Amis, therefore they're born after it. Right. Tanan Hosim, not the Mishnah Mikvois, V'yelu Choytisin B'yodim. These are things that are chaitzis if a person wants to go to the mikvah, and Isha goes to the mikvah, that she has to take it off her body before she goes in. Chutei tzemer, she wears strings of tzemer, of wool, v'chutei pishtin, strings of flax, v'ritzua shebroshei habonis, and the strand, the ritzua, the strings, in the heads of the bonus, of the young ladies. Shashiv yelu chaitzim b'yodim, mishun detnan hosim, yelu chaitzim b'kelim. First it says about what's chaitzis for kelim, for utensils, Tony Linyan's Philos Odom, Vielu Chaitzim Biyodim. These are what Chaitzim Biyodim. Shel Tseme Vishel Svaitim. That's the first Mandiyoma. That wool and flax and Ritzua Sabroshi Abon is Achaitzim. We have Yehudu Weimer. Shel Tseme Vishel Sar Ein Chaitzim. As Yehudu thinks that Tseme wool is not Chaitzim. It doesn't get that tight to the hair. It's not Chaitzim. Who Adin Shel Sar? If you have other hair tied onto your hair, it's also not called the Chatzitza. Doesn't get that hard. Ein Chaitzim. Mivnei shamayim boyim b'hem. Water goes through it. It's not a chatzitza. Shrashi, shel tzemer v'shel sar ein chaitzin. Tlei mehedek agabi sar. It doesn't get too tight onto hair. So therefore the wool doesn't stop the water from coming onto the hair. Who has another hair, a shaita won't stop the water from coming on. So this is the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about tzemer. If tzemer stops the chatzitza or not. Omer Rav Huna. The kulam b'roshei habonis ninu. We're all talking about these straps on the hair of an isha. So more massive law, Reb Yosef. Lamute mai. What do you mean to tell us talking about the hair of a bonus of the young girls? What lamute mai lafuki? What? What's not called a chatzitza? Ilay melamute the tzavor that they put these strings, these straps around their neck. For the gemara demai. What type of a strap? What type of strap does an isha put around her neck that you say it's not called a chatzitza? If you want to say a woolen strap that he puts around her neck is not a chatzitza, for the Gemara, why not? Hash the rach agabi kosher chaitzeitz, madach rach, tzemer is called the rach. Agabi kosher hair is called very hard. So madach, when you put the tzemer on the hair, on her hair, it's called the chatzitza chaitzeitz, rach agabi rach mi boy. Avada, when she puts the tzemer around her own body, around her neck, avada should be called a chatzitza. So Drashi, habonis katana. That we said, roshei bonus means urcha de milsonokit. Doesn't mean a fucking old lady. Just means usually the young ladies are the one that wears these straps. The kulam roshei bonus ninu. Letemish roshei bonus arutzuas the chudayin koi elachuta nami koi. Even the strings and the straps, both of them means only on the hair. For the malamute mai. Ashmin and Rav Huna, the chutin nami roshei bonus ninu. What they telling me lafuke that we're talking about the hair and not something else. She has straps around her neck. That's not called a chatzitza. She can be tevil in the mikvah with the straps. For the more demai, hi chutin. What type of chutin? What type of straps are we talking about? Lamutet lechaitzi b'tzavor. Tzemez rashi wool kori rach. legabe pishtin. His wool is more easier, more finer than pishtin flax. U legabe hashar. Hu adin legabe here. Agabe kosher sar. Now here is much hotter than wool. So madach, this wool on top of here is called a chatzitza kunta tanakamo. Agabe rach bosor miboy. Drashi betzmiya. It's a kasha. Havade agabe rach tfeim hedik. Avad the wool gets closer and tighter onto the body than it does to here. So let the tanakamo.